Kamala Harris frustrated with media for ignoring her depth and thought. By Charlie Spiering on August 5, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris expressed her frustration with corporate media for featuring soundbites over substance in their coverage of her. "Part of my frustration is the way that this system rewards soundbites as opposed to depth and thought," Harris said in an interview with The Atlantic reporter Peter Nicholas. Nicholas reported Harris was fed up with the media portrayal of her vice presidency, but noted her campaign specifically leveraged the soundbite "that little girl was me" attack against her then-rival for the Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. Nicholas also asked Harris if she regretted her attack on Biden on the issue of race. "There is no sunlight or daylight between he and I on the issue of race, on the history of racism in our country, and also what we need to do going forward to fight for equity based on race, gender, and everything else," she replied. Harris and her team have stumbled in the first 6 months of office, careening from crisis to crisis with painfully awkward moments. Polls show Harris as the least popular vice president in modern history. Damaging leaks about her office mistreating employees emerged in the media, fueling concerns of infighting and sabotage against Harris. Her biggest struggle remains her handling the border crisis after Biden put her in charge in March, earning criticism from the right for completely failing to stem the crisis and criticism from the left for telling migrants not to come to the border. Harris also struggled to explain why she would not be visiting the southern border, ultimately concluding in an embarrassing gaffe in an interview with NBC's Lester Holt requiring her to reverse her position. Harris was also ridiculed for warning against voter ID because some areas did not have a convenient Kinko's or Office Max to do so. Harris also met with Texas Democrats who fled the state to protest election security laws, but the event soon became a super-spreader event for the coronavirus, forcing her to get tested while her office tried to keep it a secret. Harris has repeatedly complained about her media coverage, reportedly keeping an enemies list of reporters and political operatives who offend her. Another struggle for Harris is her repeated attempt to laugh off tough or awkward questions in interviews. During the 2020 campaign, President Donald Trump repeatedly mocked Harris for responding to tough questions by laughing. "The only thing almost as bad as Joe Biden is Kamala with a laugh," Trump said at an October rally during the 2020 campaign. "Ha ha, that's so funny. Ha ha ha," Trump said, imitating her laughs in an interview with 60 Minutes. "Is there something wrong with her?" he added. "She kept laughing at very serious questions.